producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. I am here with William and Dino Sheps. They are fans, but they also live here in Napa. Wanted to come say hi. You guys actually experienced the quake. Tell me about it.
Well, I woke up and I was terrified. I mean, it was like a bulldozer was rolling through my house, and, you know, I've never been woken up to something like that. You know, we had one a month prior. It was like a 3.5, and it woke me up. So when I felt this one, I kind of knew that it was an earthquake. And then, it hit, and then all the power was out. And I tried to call my brother, and I got a hold of him before the phones got turned off. And I was just in cold sweats, sitting on my bed, and I was just telling my brother, give me a second, because I was just completely in shock and nauseous from the 6.1. And then all you heard, you know, when I went to bed, all you heard, I left my screen open, all you heard was just sirens and dogs barking and helicopters. That was it. So, yeah.
Wow.
And then there you go.
State of emergency.
Absolutely. I honestly thought the Russians were dropping something. So it was pretty violent, you know, and that's just, you know, it's just scary. You feel helpless in situations like that, and you just gotta kind of roll with it and, you know, pray for the best. I definitely am thankful our house is okay and we had power. PG&E was great. They, you know, they really were. In emergencies like this, to see the community get together and work as a team, and you know, it was really good to see, honestly. You know, but we are right on the fault line, so you know, we've had 60 aftershocks, and you know, like we had one last night. My brother was talking about it. Was pretty scary. You don't know if the big one's going to come or if we're done, or, you know, so you just kind of roll with it. But as far as everything's going, you know, I'm glad to see the reporters out here and covering the news, and you know, it's bad, but it's good. It's like a test to see how the community, like I was talking, you know, how everybody's going to work together and perform in emergencies. So but as far as, you know, the earthquake, you know, we're on the San Andreas fault line, so we are an earthquake country, so this, the risk of, I call it the hazards of life, you know, and you just take those risks.
Leanne McAdoo reporting for Infowars.com. I am on Meadowbrook Drive in a beautiful residential working class community right here about a mile and a half outside of downtown Napa. This community is filled with friendly faces and family and a lot of children running around playing. And unbeknownst to them, this entire neighborhood was built directly on top of this relatively unknown fault line that was here, and you can see where the road has just separated into, it was pushed up against each other directly in this area. Sidewalks are about 3 feet high in some places. True to California fashion, some of the children have seen this as their opportunity to have their own makeshift bike ramps and skate ramps, trying to make the best of this situation. And you'll see these lines go directly from this house straight over to the house across the street. And it's like that through this entire neighborhood. Every parallel street that is running along this fault line has lifted sidewalks, lifted homes right off the foundation. People's homes jolted some 2 feet in some directions, and that's what they're seeing here in this neighborhood. Imagine this was your family. Imagine being here and knowing that your home is...
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other.
Well, we've heard a few different perspectives from Ukrainians living in Ukraine,
and
Poles living in Poland, Ukrainians living in Canada, from Russian Ukrainians living in Florida. Yeah. Again, thank you for joining us. We've got Sean, Martin, and Kurt, and then we've got Fritz Springmeier coming on to do part two of the interview we did live. This is live as well, a few weeks ago on Secrets of the Illuminati in the context of what's currently happening in the world. What is the Illuminati? Is it just something out of history? Is it a fable? We'll give you some of those answers coming up with one of the leading experts on the subject. But what we know is Western groups, the same groups that are trying to destroy our countries, trying to start a war with Russia, and I don't think that's too smart. After we take some of your calls, I'll get into the latest on Ebola, the latest on Obama's approval rating numbers, and a lot more. That's all coming up. Sean in Alaska, you're on the air, and you visited Ukraine. You want to give us your take on it? Go ahead.
Morning, Alex. Yeah, I've been there a couple times. Back in 2006, I was working for KBR in Iraq for, for the operation over there. So I went over there, had a girlfriend, and she was gorgeous, just like you said earlier. And we dated for quite a while, and I learned all about the country. I was down in Crimea, went to Kiev, and she was telling me a lot of stories about there, about her her grandmother during World War II, and the fact that, out there in Kiev, I guess they were set to execute a bunch of them. She survived, her grandmother did, by hiding in the Volga River, pregnant with her mother. And I just find it very sad that Ukraine.
Who was going to execute them, commies or Nazis?
The Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I it really saddens me. I mean, to see all this happening going on over there. It's one of my favorite countries I've ever been to. I've been maybe 12, 15 countries in the world. And like I said, it's one of my favorites. They got great wine, great women, great vodka, great land, and what I think Americans should do, I mean, not that it will ever happen, but we need to have, like, maybe an open carry march on Washington and just go arrest them all, you know?
Well, it's bigger than Washington. I appreciate your call. It's special interests that are manipulating all our countries that have an interest in chaos. It's government and culture by conquest, not by free market, not by the best ideas winning, not by the system of people voting with their dollars, voting with the decisions they make. It's more and more a global economy based on fraud run by the private European banks that call themselves the Federal Reserve. Really a private bank. And so I'm simply trying to get people to pull back outside the big paradigm that is controlled to the even bigger paradigm of basic human liberty. And to realize that if you got killed by Russians, you hate the Russians. If you got killed by the Nazis, you hate the Nazis. Ukraine has been exploited over and over again by different empires coming into it, whether it's Napoleon or the communist Russians. And if you look at the CIA and what other groups do, they have anthropologists and sociologists that study a country and figure out how to ethnically break it and get them fighting with each other. And first they'll raise ethnic awareness with political correctness. In the name of fighting ethnic strife, they will hype it up. Just like death education introduced in 1990 across the United States, within 3 years had massively increased. ABC News did a piece on it. You can look it up, still online. Back in like 2005, within just a few years, actually 2020 did, within a few years it had massively increased, and a decade later it was more than triple. You start teaching 12-year-olds how to commit suicide and telling them all about it, people start committing suicide. It was never even in their vernacular. They weren't even thinking about it. Well, you start hyping up, you know, in History Week, the wrongs against blacks or the wrongs against women or the wrongs against, they're taking reasonable ideas to talk about the wrongs that were done so they're not repeated, but then it becomes the next level of where that's the whole world. And so it's all people are is folks that have chips on their shoulders. And I mean, who does the Klan recruit from? Poor white people who want to have a chip on their shoulder. I mean, you take some racist black person, some racist white person, they probably dress the same, drive the same truck, have the same kind of blue-collar job, got the same problems with their kids, but they hate each other because of their skin color. Because it feels good to hate somebody and blame everything on that. And there are real issues there, and the big, smart technocrats will sit back and manipulate those differences. So I'm simply pointing the higher-up echelons that admit they manipulate all this. Are race relations better under Obama than they were? They had a survey of black Americans just a few days ago that said overwhelmingly it's worse. Obama could have fixed race relations to a great extent, but that's not what he was designed to do. a large group of white people elected Barack Obama because they really wanted that. But they're only buying the surface of political correctness and the idea of, you know, neo-lib reconciliation. It only means, hey, turn your guns in, prove you're not racist. Support Obamacare, prove you're not racist. Let the feds federalize everything, prove you're not racist. Shine on to this whole agenda we've got, or we'll say you're racist. Well, gee, I'm against abortion. Well, that's because you're a homophobic, racist, Republican, white bread piece of trash. You know, it doesn't make sense if you look at the reality. Kurt in Toronto, Canada. You're on the air. You've got a point on Ukraine, and we'll talk to Martin in Poland. Go ahead.
Talk to you.
Go ahead.
I got a slightly different twist on the issue with the Ukraine and Russia. Might be fresh. It might be disconnected. I don't know how the outlook will be. But essentially, ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these groups are kind of surrounding Greece right now. You know, they're in Libya, they're in Egypt, they're all over. And there's five million illegals in Greece at the moment. They're all coming in from boats in Turkey, thousands by the day. And Greece, geopolitically, wants to align with Russia because Russia can come down the Black Sea, down the Hellespont, and go to their base in Tarsus, I believe.
And that's why the big banks are grabbing money out of the Greek banks, doing bail-ins. That's why they're doing it in Cyprus. Of course, it's geopolitical. Iran, Syria, Greece. It's about encircling Russia, cutting Russia off completely, moving weapon systems in against Russia, and trying to have Russia collapse.
Yes, and there's a nationalistic party there that's equivalent to, I would say, the Tea Party in the States. They're called Golden Dawn. And they're the only ones that would like to align with Russia. And apparently, the Ukraine is run by neo-Nazis and, you know, the eugenicists, the bankers, whatever, they propagate Golden Dawn as a neo-Nazi party. And Venizelos, because the European presidency is in Greece this year, and Venizelos is illegally politically persecuting these people. They've put them in jail for, you know, just stupidity, like illegal reasons. They keep changing the laws. Yet he went and he honored the neo-Nazi party in the Ukraine. And basically what's going on is I see pretty soon that they're gonna align the neo-Nazis with Golden Dawn, and they're pretty much... they want to get them out of the picture because all these illegals that are coming in, they're from the age of 18 to 35, sponsored by Soros, and they're going to...
I know, for those who don't know, Soros is sponsoring illegals from all over the world to overrun everything and then be his new political party. It's an absolutely diabolical program. I mean, Soros brags. He is behind the open border right now. And it's just incredible. Thank you, Kurt. Martin in London. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, hi there, mate.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? Okay, so if I may refer to your first caller about the situation of Polish population in regards to the Ukraine, I think a majority of the people just don't care. They just don't really want to know. But there is a massive awakening happening right of the political movement through the party of Mr. Korwin-Mikke. And it's going really, really big at the moment. Basically, it's a British UKIP.
You're saying it's like UKIP?
Yeah, it is basically...
UKIP is getting branches in all those other countries, and it's nationalist movement to kick the globalist out, and they're having trouble, you know, calling them racist because they're not, and meanwhile, the globalists are actually aligning with the racists.
Yeah, exactly, and there's a massive awakening happening because people are just tired. In Poland, especially, for the last 24 years, nothing has been happening. Just as globalists coming into it, basically we have another partitions happening at the moment, you know what I mean, as it's in 1700s. So people just want something new, and Mr. Korwin-Mikke is basically one of those people, and it's lots of this finding, like Mr. Stanisław Michalkiewicz is pretty cool figure in Poland. Closer to you in States, in New York, we have another one who is supporting that movement. is Mr. Marius Mascolonco. He plays in New York City.
Interesting, interesting. So, well, thank you. We're out of time. We've got our guest coming up. We'll also try to go to Tosha, his Ukrainian family in Ukraine and Poland. But we've got Fritz Springmeier coming up. Look, both sides in Ukraine have issues. But this is a microcosm of what's happening all over the world in different ways. We've also got a bunch of other news coming up. I haven't even gotten to a ton of it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
August 13th, just a few weeks ago, Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, was on the broadcast. He was Ronald Reagan and George Herbert Walker Bush's number one morning briefer. Some days a week, 6 days a week, he would brief them. Sometimes seven, he would travel with them. A top analyst, combat veteran, Vietnam, you name it, served for 40 years. And he said the majority of the analysts they've talked to, he's written articles on this, say that this could easily lead to nuclear war with Russia, that they will launch on warning because the missiles being brought in. Me not wanting nuclear war, or you not wanting it, is not some endorsement of everything Russia does. It's just that George Soros and the globalists are destabilizing our allies, Italy and Spain and Portugal and Ireland and Greece. I mean, they're just engaged in every evil you can imagine. They will come in and raid U.S. companies. They'll raid pension funds here. Warren Buffett's betting against the dollar right now with Soros moving our few jobs. We can't even have administrative jobs for Burger King here. They're bad people. This isn't the U.S. government, is my point. We've been captured. They want to capture Russia now. To do that, they've got to grab their key port. And that's in the Black Sea, right there in Ukraine, in Crimea. And that's why I've been obsessing on this for 2.5 hours. I don't usually cover one topic this much. I've covered some other stories as well. But it's just that this is really bad. It's not like you go to a car lot and they got 5 cars. They're all bad. This is the worst one. It's not saying Putin's good. It's not saying China's good. It's not saying Iran's good. It's just the people that are running our country are crazy. Let's go to Ray McGovern a few weeks ago on the broadcast as we ended our talk, talking about what would happen if this continues. I mean, somebody's got to restrain these people because it looks like they're asleep at the switch. I mean, I think we've really reached, stick a fork in us, a decadence level in the ruling class where they're off playing golf, Ray. I don't think they even know what they're doing.
Well, it's true, you know, and it's the old syndrome, Alex. You know, I've often wondered what people do with their second million or their third million. There's an insatiable appetite for collecting or grabbing more. Now, I think you're right. This is going to reach a no-good end, as the Chinese are fond of saying, but people don't realize this, and Obama is really pretty much a tool in their hands. So, if you're Putin, how are you going to react when what happens is this missile defense system? Now, that's the biggest corporate welfare project in the country's history. It'll never work. But can the Russians depend on that? Of course not. And so what are they doing? They're putting it on ships. They're putting it in the Black Sea, and they're targeting ICM bases within Russia. That's trouble. So if you're worried about a first strike, what are you going to do at the first hint that it's coming?
You're going to launch.
Punch on warning, and we're all going to be dead, Alex.
And we're all going to be dead, Alex. That is the guy that briefed Ronald Reagan every morning. That's who Ronald Reagan talked to 5, 6, 7 times a week. That's who George Herbert Walker Bush wanted to come in and brief him. The analyst who studied everything. I don't need to be a CIA analyst to know how dangerous this is. I understand. I saw in the news this morning that, what's Hannah Montana's name now? Miley Cyrus, yeah, that's really important. Miley Cyrus had some reality show where she dated a bum, and it turns out he's got a criminal record or something. Let's report on that. Actually, I kind of wish I did report on that. Joan Rivers was having surgery on her throat, stopped breathing. Talk about a hallmark of the decadent narcissistic society. She's an 80-something-year-old woman. It looks like she has a rubber mask on. And it's all just vapid and empty and, oh, dear, and her daughter jumping around. I mean, don't you know this elite's going to make some mistakes? We're going to end up having a nuclear war. Don't we just look and act like a country begging for it? 53 million babies have been aborted in this country since Roe v. Wade. It's 54 million, actually, just went up. Keep giving an old number. And you know whose fault that is? Vladimir Putin's. And again, Fast and Furious, Vladimir Putin's fault. Obamacare, Vladimir Putin's fault. Open borders, Vladimir Putin's fault. You guessed it. our dollar being devalued. You guys, at Vladimir Putin's fault. So I'm a patriotic American. I say we launch nukes on Russia right now. It will show them roosters. Yeah, you show them, Obama. Get in there and you slap that rooster in. You show him who's...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
We're going to Fritz Springmeier here in just a moment. Some of the stories up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. North Korea calls U.S. graveyard of human rights after Ferguson crackdown. Is Russian invasion of Ukraine a hoax? Kurt Nemo has an article. ISIS detains UN peacekeepers in Golan Heights, bordering Israel. Rand Paul, Obama is not a king. Well, I say that's treason against our king, or our, sorry, he's bigger than a king, according to Jamie Foxx, Lord and Savior. I'm not saying that. Jamie Foxx said that. Ice Bucket Challenge, ALS Foundation admits less than 27% of donations fund research and cures. And even the 27% goes to Big Pharma. You know how many treatments they've got for cancer and ALS and the rest of it that get warehoused, that get shelved? I'm all for charity, and I give money to charity. Things like the Salvation Army that gives 89% directly to people, the gospel, food, water, education. jobs. If they show that they're able to do it, they'll go out and get them a job. I'm not saying it's perfect. The Bill Clinton charity, turns out, almost all of it goes for private jets and homes. Almost none of it to African children. But it's okay because he says he likes black people. I love you, black people. I like black people. I'm a black man. I got an office in Harlem, so I speak for black people. I'm America's first black president. You didn't know that. Also didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. $95 million
later, only 27% of donations actually help.
Yeah, I've been meaning to come up with some gimmick about the ice bucket. I think we should start something where we just dump buckets of money on our head and just keep pointing that out and then hijack that point and then point out that all the other United Way, the Red Cross. I'm not saying you're bad if you volunteer for the Red Cross and went out and helped people in a hurricane. You're wonderful. You're only the PR front, though. Well over half the money ends up going to the executives. Then a bunch of the money, I forget the exact statistics, the other half, a bunch of it's advertising, and then something like 25% again goes to... And everyone says, donations to Red Cross, like, oh, they know how to hand them out. But my big problem with the Red Cross United Way is, you know where else the money goes, right? A good percentage of it. Look it up. Been articles on it. Guess where it goes? Gun control groups, that's right, and open border groups and all of it. When you give money to these big organizations, it goes right down a rat hole, or it goes towards taking your rights. And they got all these well-meaning, everybody, it's something easy and fun. They like it because it reminds them of a football coach who just won the game. It's a fun little thing to do on TV. Like 3 weeks ago when this thing first started getting big, I was like, man, I need to do something. You know, the Ice Bucket Challenge. But I just never got around to it. But that's an important meme to hijack. So I want to challenge our listeners to, do your own Ice Bucket Challenges and maybe dump a bunch of diseases on yourself on cue cards and hold them up and go, yeah, the vaccine company's making money off this. Why, their own inserts say they can give you cancer or Guillain-Barré or brain damage or permanent narcolepsy or permanent epilepsy. Maybe the Ice Bucket Challenge should be that. Of course, a lot of these vaccines use dead baby parts. So maybe you fill it up with little chopped up plastic toy babies and a bunch of fake blood and go, yay, let's raise money. Because, you know, they're always looking for a cure for breast cancer. They're never looking for why it's skyrocketing. They know why. The glyphosate's in the water and other things and women aren't getting enough iodine and stuff. So I would give money every time I go up to the cash register at a drugstore or wherever else, they go, would you like to give money for breast cancer research? And I go, no, thank you. Why not? It's a little moral authority thing. Well, I already pay 60-some% in taxes, and I already give charities. I research the charities I give to. There'll be somebody behind you in line. Yeah, right, buddy. Oh, really? Well, you give some money then to give it to the breast cancer research groups, who it turned out, as you know, are financing Planned Parenthood. And abortion. That's right. That's come out. So, see, I know how things work. I'm not stupid. That's why I'm such a bad person. I understand. But as long as you act liberal, it's okay. It's like Foxconn, the company Apple uses, has the worst record in China. Suicide nets, forced drugging, forced abortions. But Al Gore's on the board, so it's okay. Because he's real condescending, and he's Al Gore. Oh, it's a good deal. NAFTA and GATT are a good deal, Larry. Be quiet, Ross Perot. Oh, he was so calm and laughed at Ross Perot. He loves us just as much as our black president, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton is about as white as the driven snow covered in little liver warts. He looks like driven snow with a gallon of dog urine dumped on it. He doesn't look black to me, but you know what he said he's black? He's black. Let me tell you what else he said. Al Gore, Mr. Know-It-All. Polar bears can't swim. Penguins can't swim. All the ice caps melted completely. They're gone. You know what He said he invented the internet in a Senate vote in 1991. The internet was invented by DARPA and the brain bugs running it, whoever they are, in 1963. And my dad used it in 1968 at the University of Texas and CD-ROM that wasn't invented supposedly for 20 years later. Not Al Gore! But see, I've committed a sacrilege. Al Gore did invent the internet. 2 + 2 = 5. If you have a business, you didn't build it. And Russia deserves to be nuked. There you go. Let's go now to Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines, the Illuminati. I want to get his take. You can buy the book. We are the ones that put it back into print. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's excellent. I didn't believe a lot of it when I first read it 16, 17 years ago, and so much of it's turned out to be mainstream news. But I meant to get him on for a full hour, but we pushed him back, and then he had Skype problems. So we're going to get him back on again, I guess, in a few weeks. Three must be the charm someday. But we had him on the nightly news last night or last week with Leanne Magaddy. What do you make, though? Do you disagree with me, or what can you add about how the globalists create the crisis or exacerbate it, put cancer viruses in the vaccine, give over 100 million people cancer through the polio vaccines? That was declassified in the 80s. People can pull that up. And then they raised hundreds of billions of dollars to fight cancer but never find the cure, Fritz Springmeier, and cancer only skyrockets up several thousand percentage points in adults, over 10,000 percentage points in pediatrics in children. But no one dare ask why all this is happening. The answer is go jog and pay $100 to enter the jog, you know, the 5K or the 10K, and feel good about yourself, Fritz. While you give money to groups that are carrying out eugenics and funding Planned Parenthood and gun control groups, Fritz Springmeier.
The pattern, the way the elitists work, the way the Illuminati function, they've followed a pattern for the last century, and once you catch on to it, which you have, then it becomes a no-brainer. But most people are busy, you know, looking at the latest celebrity scandal or their football team, and just sit there and absorb whatever they're told by the mass media. But if once you catch on and you can critically think, you start seeing things just like you've been telling people. And that is they create a problem, and then they create the solution. But what we have with those solutions is they create a banner issue. For instance, sustainable development. Who doesn't want sustainable development? So under the disguise of sustainable development, we have Agenda 21. We're going to save the land. We're going to save women and children. And then they bring their agenda behind that.
They give themselves the moral high ground. We are saving the earth and prosperity and sustainability. Who's with us? Well, actually, you want to take my property and give it to yourself. Shut up, racist.
Right. So for like the Christians back in 1992, they do Evangelism 2000, which what a Christian doesn't want to evangelize the entire world by the year 2000. But then they run their agenda. And behind Evangelism 2000, what did the Christians do? They went door to door like census takers and found out what religion everybody belong to. So they were doing mapping for the New World Order. This is the kind of stuff that they do.
And by the way, you said that at the time, and even I rolled my eyes. Now it's public. They're clergy response teams, actual FBI paperwork and CIA paperwork. Not just megachurches. Most preachers now literally go to secret government meetings and are spying on everyone, and it's even mainstream news.
Exactly. You know, and so, like under health care, which is another banner issue, who doesn't want health care? You know, who doesn't want to fight cancer? So
yeah, you're not for starving children or not giving a medical treatment, are you?
So then they bring in the vaccines, and like you exposed on InfoWars, that one polio vaccine that they were giving in India paralyzed 48,000 children. And then they were giving a vaccine over there in Africa, and you exposed how that was paralyzing children. So this is all, a lot of what we're seeing is under the major agenda that the Illuminati have, and that's population reduction, or they you can give it different names, you know, population stabilization, but the end result is they want to kill a lot of us. And so a lot of these agendas, or a lot of the things that we see happening, follow under their main goal, which is to reduce the world's population. And the ones that remain, they want to control. So you see, the second agenda that they have is mind control. So a lot of what we see happening is to control our minds. Now, there's a scripture, John 7:24. Judge not according to appearance, but judge righteous judgment. And, you know, that's what you're doing. That's what a lot of other people like yourself are doing. That's what I'm doing. And that is we're setting aside judging by appearances, because if we look at appearances, like we've been discussing, I want to save the land. Oh, I want health for everybody. I want, you know, but we have to judge righteously. What is the truth? It also tells us in the Word of God, in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, it says the love of the truth is what's going to save us, not the truth. You know, I can hand you a Bible or I can hand you some research, but if you don't love the truth, you're just going to throw it away. And so what you've been trying to do, what I've been trying to do, is empower people, get them excited about the truth so that they love it and they want to do something about it. You know, and you and I can hand people facts and truth and information all day long, but until they get to the point that they love the truth, you know, it's not going to affect their lives. It's not going to save them. So this is what we have going on. You and I, we're trying to empower people. I'm trying to encourage people and trying to pull the mask off of all of these falsehoods, you know, and the people that you're talking about. You were talking about George Soros. You know, what I can contribute is he's Illuminati, you know, and then the Bill Gates Foundation. You were talking about that just recently. That's a foundation that the Illuminati worked through, you know. So where I come in to help what you're doing is that I, like you were saying, having researched the Illuminati, I come along and say, you see all these corporations, you see all these politicians, here's how they connect to the center of power, here's how they connect to the globalists, the elitists, the Illuminati, you know. So you look at like someone, Sir Jeremy Haywood, you know, he's the cabinet secretary over there in the United Kingdom. He's the prime advisor to the prime minister. He's Illuminati. We have all these Illuminati people salted through things, and then we got these little puppets like Obama, you know, that just do whatever they're told. And you know, and then, like you say, we got people like Al Gore running around.
By the way, that was an awesome puppet imitation. You just said it looked like Team America or something. The way you did, can you do that one more time? I like you, Gary. Incredible. Sorry, go ahead.
So what would you like to talk about?
I mean, there's so much to get into, and things got cut short again. We've had bad luck twice here with the Skype, but it looks great now. I wanted to get into some of the current topics. Let's talk about geopolitically. I know that the Illuminati comes out of the Babylonian and Egyptian mystery schools. It's systems of control, hidden knowledge. A lot of it was just pharmakia or engineering or hydrology. But then a lot of it is also social control shrouded in ancient mysticism. But you can see the Illuminati system working worldwide. But there are three different competing predator systems within it. So I want you to spend some time on your view on who rules the earth geographically. I mean, you talk about the bloodlines, the Illuminati, some of these key families, but separately from that, you've got Russia, you've got geopolitically what's happening now. What's your view? I mean, how staged is it versus real conflict going on with Russia?
Well, the conflict with Russia, just like the Cold War, on one level, is totally real. But there are some real hidden controls. There were hidden controls during the Cold War. There are hidden controls still intact in Russia. It's not like the Illuminati have no assets or no strings attached to what's going on in Russia. In fact, you'll find a lot of their corporations are deeply entrenched in the Russian economy. So,
well, most of them that came out in British lawsuit were actually Rothschild fronts.
Exactly. So people need to bear in mind that really what we're seeing at the top is a staged, scripted new Cold War. And they work off of controlled conflict. And what's going on for the Ukrainian people is real. I mean, I've talked to Ukrainians that are now American citizens, and their relatives are still back in Western Ukraine, and those people are suffering. Their suffering is real because of the things that have happened, you know, the gas being shut off, the economy's wound down, you know, there's no electricity, the store, they're having problems getting food. I mean, just the basic essentials of life are now difficult for the Ukrainians, whether they're Western or Eastern.
And that's all because they didn't vote to join the EU.
Yeah, so that suffering is real. And so it's like in World War II. If you were a soldier fighting the Japanese, you're suffering in your misery.
That's right, but the emperor didn't get in trouble. We'll be right back. I want to hear more from Fritz Springmeier.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, press your song, north to Alaska.
Alaska, go north to Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt.
New headlines are going up every few minutes at InfoWars.com. Be sure and scroll through the whole site. Ex-CIA official proposes assassination of Putin. In a recent op-ed, a former CIA official suggested the removal of President Vladimir Putin by assassination, if necessary, should be the primary objective of the Obama administration in its strategy for Ukraine. Herbert E. Meyer, who served as special assistant to the Director of Central Intelligence under the Reagan administration, said the goal of the U.S. sanctions against Russia should be to get the Russians, who we've been keeping Putin in power, or tolerating Putin in power, to throw the knockout punch. And he goes, by that, a bullet in the back of his head would also be okay. So they're telling the Russians, kill him. Because Putin did arrest, I don't know, 6 or 7 oligarchs, it turned out were basically Rothschild fronts. The Rothschilds sued over the claims, and it came out in court, it was true. You look that up. Last year, the case settled. And the judge basically said, this suit that you brought proves everything against you. It proved what was claimed. So that's the big no-no. That's why they're always like, I bet Putin's got billions he stole. I bet. I'm not defending Putin. The point is that they want him out of there. And listen, the globalists might assassinate Obama, hypothetically, as a false flag to get a race war going. They got a lot of wild cards they can play. Fritz Springmeier, you agree with that statement?
Yeah, there's all kinds of wild cards, but I think that they've got their agenda pretty well under control where they're not going to have to play too many wild cards. You know, going back to this whole thing about controlled conflict, they're creating all of these messes, but the solutions that they give us are taking us in a direction that they want to take us. You know, another way of describing it is Hegelian dialectics. And, you know,
perfect example is Syria creating ISIS. Now we've got to go back to the Middle East because of ISIS.
Yeah. Well, you know, the United States supplied these groups that were fighting Assad. We supplied them with weapons and money. And then those weapons and money are now being used by ISIS then to become this powerful organization. So we created the problem that now that we have to go and bomb. So, yeah, it's the same thing. And once you get these problems going, they morph where they're almost out of control.
That's right. That's right. They just trigger a lot of stuff or make something that's already happening worse.
Right. It reminds me, you know, during the 90s, I was helping some men and women that wanted out of the Illuminati. They were under Illuminati mind control, so I was trying to deal with their trauma-based mind control. And anyway, where I'm going with this is they describe some men and women, different individuals, described to me Illuminati ceremonies where they would have gladiator fights to the death. They would have two people in, and they would the spectators would watch, but the gladiators that were fighting to the death couldn't see the people watching them, but because of the way the viewing windows were one way. But anyway, they love this conflict. They love to set something set two sides.
They love to play with our world like it's their little toys.
Yeah,
treat us like pawns in chess. Wait till their judgment day comes. 5 more minutes with Fritz Springmeier. I'm out of time. I'll try to go to this caller on Ukraine as well. Bloodlines of the Illuminati. It'll blow your mind. How much of it's totally dead on? Who knows? Fritz believes he's telling the truth. A lot of it's documented. It's a page-turner. InfoWarsStore.com. Your partner supports the broadcast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.